This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Monday, June 9, Reshaped. Our reading comes from Jeremiah chapter 18. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Donald sold drugs, and Felicia was one of his customers. When she was arrested, she was pressured to reveal his name, but she refused, taking a hit to the head for her silence. Years later, Donald went to prison, where he surrendered his life to Christ. Felicia also got clean and gave her life to Christ. When Donald was released, he and Felicia crossed paths again unexpectedly. This time, a spark ignited between them. Each saw the transformation in the other, drawn by the change God had worked in their lives. They began dating, and a few years later, they were married. Today, Donald and Felicia are inseparable, ministering together to people who are sick and hurting. When the cook at Roseland Christian Ministries resigned, Donald volunteered to take over, and Felicia stepped in to do the dishes. They attend church faithfully, and Felicia has reconnected with her children. Both she and Donald have helped her sons find jobs and apartments and develop life skills. Their relationship, which began so marred and misshapen, has been transformed into something beautiful and life-giving. Just as a potter can remold damaged clay into something new, God has reshaped their lives. They serve as instruments of God's grace, showing how broken lives can be transformed to honor God. Pray with me. Lord, reshape whatever is broken in us into something that reflects your love and purpose. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.